You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Off the Balls Cash Machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Clare boss Brian Lowen on the atmosphere of an All-Ireland final, Cork captain Sean O'Donoghue on facing the banner, and Cork legend Seanie McGrath on the Rebels' 1999 Silver Jubilee celebrations. But first, excitement is building in both Clare and Cork ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship final. Clare are looking to bridge a gap of 11 years since they last lifted the Liam McCarthy Cup, beating Cork after a replay. For Cork, it's been 19 years since their last triumph back in 2005. Here's Clare boss Brian Lowen on the atmosphere he's expecting in Croke Park on Sunday.
For Cork, like, there's always a hype, there's always a buzz. We saw the explosion of emotion in Páirc Uí that night. You can just get that sense from them. Maybe it's a bit of Corkness. What's going to be like in Clare? Are you going to embrace the build-up here? Because it's such a tight build-up. What way are you going to approach the, I suppose, off-the-field stuff over the next 2 weeks?
Look, I know the Cork support is spectacular, like, because of the sheer numbers that they have. But our support is pretty spectacular as well. Like, we probably out... You know, if you were looking at the numbers, it was probably 4-1 us against Kilkenny.
Sounded like it in the second half.
From our supporters, yeah, okay, we were quiet in the first half, but in the second half, certainly, you could see the support that was there. So we've got the supporters in Clare would have a great affinity with the group that we have. We'll enjoy the next 2 weeks, but conscious that there was a job to be done as well.
Did you like the build up to All Ireland finals as a player?
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. It was always great to meet you guys, the press, one on one.
Wasn't something that threw you.
It was great excitement. We always felt that it was new and novel, and we were all young guys as well. Like, we just kind of embraced it, and then we'd got in our group we had a whole lot of big personalities as well, the likes of Dalo and Jerry, just tremendous guys, tremendous individuals.
Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin tomorrow night. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause. All the ticket proceeds are going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Cork captain Sean O'Donoghue, meanwhile, has been speaking to us about Sunday's game and the influence of boss Pat Ryan.
In terms of preparation, you couldn't ask for a tougher test going into an All-Ireland final than beating the five in a row chasing, you know, history makers that were Limerick. The performance of the full back line yourselves as well, all the way through. Did you actually enjoy that game? I know it's a, kind of a silly question, but 99 shots, all the excitement, so much going on around you. Can you actually enjoy an occasion like that? Or are you just so focused you just want to win?
Yeah, I think it's just focus. It's hard to enjoy a game cornerback, really. It's easy to enjoy the last couple of minutes when you're up by a few points, but like 2 points isn't quite you can't really enjoy that. But no, it's a huge occasion, all these games, you know. And you know, it's a privilege to be playing in them. Like, you know, if I wasn't nervous and I was sitting at home, it'd be very different. Like, you know, it's a pressure that's you know, it's welcomed. Like, you enjoy every moment of it when it works out for you. But like, you're always kind of tuned in, you know. It's I suppose if you take your eye off the ball, you know, you could let a goal in. So it's simple as that, really.
Well, you didn't do it this past weekend or no, and did it? You managed to keep a clean sheet against one of the best teams of the era. Can I ask you about Pat Ryan, his level-headedness and his ability just to break things down and simplify things before all these matches, but also the confidence that he gives the players in the group? Is it down to that level-headedness and that perspective and that way he manages?
I think it's just down to the respect that the players have for him, to be honest. You know, everyone knows that, you know, everything he says, every word that comes out of his mouth is gospel. Like, you know, he's spot on. Like, you know, he'll never say anything wrong. So like, I think it's just that, like, he's just built that kind of faith, you know, we have in him. Like, you know, obviously managers coming in, you know, they have a job to kind of get players onside, but like, you know, within probably a training session he'd everyone onside, like, you know, because he speaks so well, he knows the game so well, and he's got us going now for the last few games, so he's a huge part in what we've done so far.
The All-Ireland winning Cork team of 1999 will be in Croke Park on Sunday as part of the Silver Jubilee celebrations. The Rebels beat Kilkenny in that year's final, winning 13 points to 12. Sean McGrath scored 3 of the Cork points on the day and was named an All-Star that year. The Glen Rovers man says he's looking forward to the celebrations.
I kind of got a bit of a fright when I realised that the 99 team was the Jubilee team this year, because that means it was 25 years ago, which doesn't seem at all like 25 years ago, Seanie.
No, and the same here, Rory. The time absolutely flies by. Really does. We've been meeting up one or two things over the last couple of weeks, and there's a few Zoom calls going in preparation for, you know, we're doing a bit of a gig, a small little thing inside in Burrington on Saturday night, and then obviously going to the match on Sunday. So there's been a few get-togethers over the last few weeks. And it's been fantastic. It's been brilliant having a bit of crack, reminiscing and just touching base. Unfortunately, fortunately for me, I'm the only one with jet black hair. I didn't go grey yet, which is fantastic. Tongue in cheek. We're all aging a little bit.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. But it's fantastic, Rory. Time flies. But brilliant memories. And we're all looking forward now to meeting up on Saturday evening.
Yeah, I'm just looking back at the team there that started in the All-Ireland final in 1999 from 1 to 15. That's just an incredible Cork team, Seanie.
Yeah, it was a pretty good team, and we retained the Munster Championship the following year, Rory. We were very unlucky against Offaly. They were a bit team better than us, but we felt we were good enough maybe to go back-to-back. It was a big deal for us, but, you know, we won the following year against Tip, and we kind of were unlucky. You know, one team broke up a little bit then, and there was a new generation of players coming through, Satanta and Niall McCarthy, Ronan Curran, that really were the backbone of 03, 4, 5 and 6. I was gone myself after 03, so... didn't stay on for much longer after 99, but we had great spirit as well. We had a great backroom team, and Jimmy, obviously the manager, Tom Cash, Teddy Owens, Johnny Crowley, Fred Sheedy, you know, the Doc, John Allen. It was brilliant. Like, we just had a tight group. We didn't have a backroom like you have today with a big list of statisticians and psychologists and physios and all that. We were a real tight group, but we were a united group, and some brilliant players. Obviously, the standout player then would have been the likes of Brian Corcoran, who was our talisman and our leader every game we played in.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product.